This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we plow along in Proverbs 3 and 4, covering trust in the Lord. Do not despise discipline. The Lord is your confidence. Do not plan evil against your neighbor. And a father's instruction. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org. or your favorite podcast provider.
O Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will declare your praise.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the
Lord has sanctified us in a true faith.
O God, let us worship Him. O God, let us sing to the Lord. Let us sing a joyful voice to God, our salvation. Let us come into
Let us sing. The Lord has sanctified us in the true faith.
A reading from Ezekiel, chapter 36. Therefore say to the house of Israel, thus says the Lord God, it is not for your sake, O house of Israel, that I am about to act, but for the sake of my holy name, which you have profaned among the nations to which you came. And I will vindicate the holiness of my great name, which has been profaned among the nations, and which you have profaned among them. And the nations will know that I am the Lord, declares the Lord God, when through you I vindicate my holiness before their eyes. I will take you from the nations and gather you from all the countries and bring you into your own land. I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean from all your uncleannesses, and from all your idols I will cleanse you. And I will give you a new heart, and a new spirit I will put within you. And I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes and be careful to obey my rules. You shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers, and you shall be my people, and I will be your God. O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it.
Lord, have compassion on our house, and the place where your glory dwells.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
For those of you that have not yet memorized your catechism. This is in the Lord's Prayer on the right-hand column at the bottom. What is the first petition? What does this mean? God's name is certainly holy in itself. But we pray that its petition, that it may be kept holy among us also. And how is God's name kept holy? God's name is kept holy when the word of God is taught in its truth and purity, and we as the children of God also lead holy lives according to it. Help us to do this, dear Father in heaven. But anyone who teaches or is contrary to God's word profanes the name of God among us. Protect us from this, Heavenly Father. Protect us from what? What does teaching and living contrary to God's word lead to? What is it that we cry out in the Catechism for God's protection from? In Ezekiel, and I think that Ezekiel is riffing off of Luther's explanation to the first article. For Ezekiel, the problem is that the people are not in the land. They've been kicked out. They are exiles. They are, in fact, not only exiles, but they are ashamed and the point of death. They've had the very place of God where he had caused his name to dwell. They now no longer have access to it. They're away from him. What we want and cry out for protection from is from this distance, the separation, this being apart from God, which is then fundamentally and finally death and hell. How'd they get there? How is it that Israel as a people was driven out of Israel as a land? Why were they removed? Well, our Lord tells us through Ezekiel that they have profaned the name of God among the nations. To understand this, we need to know a little bit about how the Old Testament works in terms of a distinction that is made between that which is at first unclean and then made clean. And then once clean, it is nevertheless common or profane. And there is a means by which God makes that which is common and profane holy. And it's this movement from the unclean to the clean, and then as common and clean to being holy and clean. These are the words that Ezekiel's playing with. Profane is the word for common, and holy. Here the translation says, I will vindicate my holiness, or the holiness of my great name. Vindication is an addition. This is simply the PL of Kadosh. That is, we might say, sanctify. I will sanctify my great name. Which is to say also that his great name, though holy in and of itself, has been profaned. It has been made common among the nations. How? Well, it is his name that he put upon his people. And by their acts of desecration, of profanation, that is to say their acts, their teaching, and their life, have not accorded with the word of God, but have accorded with the words of the nations and the world around them. They have forsaken the teaching and the life that accords with his word, and now that name that God has put upon them has been desecrated. This isn't good. This puts God in a bit of an awkward position. St. Athanasius would call this a divine dilemma. That is to say, what's he to do? He can't have his name simply profaned and desecrated. His name is holy in itself, and yet it is not holy among his people. It's common. So what's he going to do? He doesn't look at the people and say that this people, well, they were just weak. It was something that, you know, it wasn't really their fault. I suppose I could look past that for now. None of that. It is not for your sake. Or to put it in our Lutheran terms, it's not for you. It's for my sake. For the sake of my holy name, I, as God, cannot permit you to be the way you are anymore. So what's he going to do? Listen to the verbs. I will take you from the nations. I will gather you from the countries. I will bring you into your own land. What's the means and the mechanism? Well, he says, I will sprinkle clean water on you. That is to say, this is baptism. He is making them clean by this application of his holy water to create then, in what follows, a cleansing from all sin. And having cleansed them, moving them from the unclean now to the clean, he will sanctify them. I will give you, again, here the verbs, I will give you a new heart. I will give you a new spirit, that I will put it within you. I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. This is his recreating work taking place among his dead people. I mentioned to someone just a little bit ago that I lament that we can't have all of 36 and then all of 37. Because what follows then is him being told to prophesy to the dry bones. And where 36 begins is this is all a prophecy to the mountains and the hills and the valleys of the land. The land that itself is suffering from a lack of the people to dwell therein. So God is sanctifying the land, preparing that land, so that he could bring a once dead people back into it. This is his recreating work, and it is all by his grace alone. They don't do anything to deserve this. But God can't have them apart from him. He will not have his people, those that bear his name, apart from him. He will sanctify his name, and he will do it through you. Through you. As he brings you back from your wandering, your exile, your loneliness, your fear, as he brings you back and gathers you together around his name, around the preaching of his word and the life that accords to it. This life is now for you the life as the baptized of those who cry out to God to protect us from living and acting and teaching contrary to God's word, but now to pursue his word. This is what we're doing, at least as a seminary community, trying to form both pastors and deaconesses and teachers and those that may go back to their home countries to serve as various officials, as presidents and bishops. We are a place where we are trying to gather you together around the right preaching of the word and the right living that accords with it. And you can't have one without the other. They have to hold together. To do this, we need faculty that knows what is true. We need a faculty that can teach that which is in accord with the Word of God. We need a student body that is willing to learn this, to hear it, to be formed and filled by it, to be taught the things of God, to live the life of God. And none of this is possible without the staff that actually does the work to make it happen. We shouldn't forget that. We give thanks to God for that, for the many here that are celebrating here today, at least some 5 years of service and then some. But we give thanks to God for all of the people that make the land in which we gather fertile, and beautiful, and joyful to come to. For those that care for the building so they don't come crashing down on top of us. For those that clean up after our messes. For those that tend to us and feed us in the cafeteria. With all of the things that we're trying to do in the formation of servants for Christ and his church, we need everyone. And we rejoice with everyone that our Lord, through this institution, is continuing to send out faithful men and women to preach and to teach and to care for the servants of God in all places, according to where God would put them, and to live holy lives according to it. Help us to do this, dear Father in heaven. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
prayer.
And lift my cry up to you.
Lord Jesus, you are the good shepherd, without whom nothing is secure. Rescue and preserve us, that we may not be lost forever, but follow you, rejoicing in the way that leads to eternal life. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Almighty God, Heavenly Father, your mercies are new to us every morning, and though we in no way deserve your goodness, you abundantly provide for all our wants of body and soul. Give us, we humbly pray, your Holy Spirit, that we may heartily acknowledge your merciful goodness toward us, give thanks for all your benefits, and cheerfully serve you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen.